All eyes are currently on Germany as Formula One returns to our screens this weekend following a two-week break. In theory, giving those teams way down the points table a chance to get some much-needed testing out the way. However, as the story at Silverstone was about rain, it's continued to play havoc, and having spoken to some of the Caterham team earlier this week, a number of the teams will be going to this weekend behind the curve. Mark, occasionally after these long races, they talk about the gap and they refer to them as a break, such as the one we've just had. You know, in a very casual term, as a man who's been in the thick of it, is it really as relaxed as that?
No, Toby, it definitely isn't. I mean, yes, like you say, you refer to it as a break, but the reality is that the race was... we had one weekend where there wasn't a Grand Prix, and as it happened, the previous race being Silverstone, with most of the teams based in the UK, it doesn't take them very long to get back to their bases, so they'll be all home on a Sunday evening with the cars back in the factory, ready to be worked on a Monday. So perhaps gain an extra day there. But the truth is that having a two-week gap between one race finishing on a Sunday and the next one starting at the Friday session here in Hockenheim means that actually you only get a few days generally in the factory to turn those cars around before they have to be packed up into the trucks and off. You know, they're on their way to the next Grand Prix. So it really isn't a break. The only break the guys get is a summer break and the summer shutdown following the Hungarian Grand Prix this year.
Well, you talk about summer, they haven't had much of the sun, but the weather may play its part in the outcome of this race, but it certainly won't stop the partisan crowd there in Germany and believing that either Vettel or their favourite Schumacher might end up on the podium, will it?
No, it won't. I mean, it's as we saw in Silverstone 2 weeks ago, the home, if you like, home drivers receive a huge boost from the crowd. You know, it's overwhelming the support they get, and it's exactly the same for the German drivers this weekend. There's actually, of course, you mentioned two of them. There are five German drivers on the grid this year for the Hockenheim Grand Prix. But without doubt, Schumacher and Vettel will be the favourites and probably their favourites. I think in terms of who may come out on top and who's got a good chance to get on the podium, I would go with Vettel, Schumacher, and of course Rosberg, his teammate, definitely in with a shout. But my money of the five German drivers this week, and I think I would go with Vettel.
You say Vettel, statistically, I don't think he's ever won a Grand Prix in July, so the odds might be against him slightly, but obviously on current form, he's steaming ahead. Now, in Hockenheim, it's often said that it's one of the easiest tracks for overtaking. Which of the teams do you think is going to benefit most from this?
Well, of course, Hockenheim, yes, you can overtake in Hockenheim. You can't do it all around the circuit. It's not that easy. However, into Turn 6, there's a long, long, they call it a straight, it's actually a sort of parabolica curve, but a very, very high speed area of the track where the DRS will be enabled this weekend. And that's a very, very good opportunity for overtaking. I think you'll see a lot of it this weekend. And the teams it's going to benefit most are the ones who perhaps don't qualify